"Good job," Mr. Small told the class. "We'll set them free tomorrow." When Carl went home that afternoon, he couldn't wait to tell his parents about tagging the monarchs. He could tell from their worried faces, though, that they were concerned about something. "We need to talk to you," his father said. Carl sat at the kitchen table with his parents. They told him that the company they worked for wanted them to go to Mexico. They'd be taking Carl with them. "How long will we be gone?" Carl asked. "We're not sure," his father said. "The company will give us a tutor for your schoolwork." Carl bit his lip. Everything was going so well. He had nice teachers and new friends. Why did he have to leave? He stood up and stormed into his room. When his parents came up to his room, he wouldn't even look at them. This wasn't fair. Chapter 5. Mexico. By early November, Carl and his family were living in Mexico City. Most people in Mexico speak Spanish. Carl's parents could understand Spanish, but Carl could not. Carl's tutor was a Mexican woman who spoke both Spanish and English, and she knew how to sign. He liked her, but Carl missed his friends. He felt very lonely. Sometimes he thought about the monarchs and wondered how their journey was progressing. He read books about them. He emailed his friends. He went on the internet and checked the Monarch Watch website. The website had posted the numbers on some of the butterfly tags that people had seen.